This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. What a beautiful Saturday. We're excited to be here. Denise and I and Todd and Cal and everybody.
Denise and I and all the schmuckers
over there. We're getting close to 4 years of doing this. It's getting so easy. We don't even have to look at each other. We know what's going on. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, I say COVID-19 free and sometimes entertaining show on earth, because we're keeping our social distance. Things are good. They're shutting us down again. The whole world's shutting down, opening up, shutting down, opening up. Sounds like your marriage sometimes.
Well, now, you know what it sounds like? It's like a cat that can't decide if it wants to go in or out or in or out or in
exactly
or out.
Exactly right. That's a problem. So remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. You can only use it when the in-laws are around. Yes, you can use Radio Law Talk and what we say as gospel truth when the in-laws are around and they say around the dinner table. You can always tell them, I'll raise your they say, and Radio Law Talk says as follows. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Every single social media platform has us down. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. Just look up Radio Law Talk and you're going to find
RadioLawTalk.com.
That's exactly right. And that's if you want to email us, info@RadioLawTalk.com. But remember, today you need to call in if you're interested. Some people are scared. I've talked to people that listen. I just heard the other day there's someone who said, oh yeah, this person's friends of my friend ran into you and said, oh, they're all their friends listen to you. I'm like, it's just amazing how many people listen to the show. But they're scared to call in. They said they want to, but they're scared. Don't be scared of Cal. He's a nice guy. He doesn't have any pants on right now, but he has a shirt on.
Well, it's naked radio day.
He's got a body for radio.
I mean, that's exactly right.
And a voice for newsprint.
That's exactly right. 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, tell them what that phone number is.
It is 855-529-7234. Call us.
And you can talk to Cal. You don't have to, and Cal doesn't have to put you on the radio. He'll probably put you on hold and go back to sleep during the break, but usually he's pretty good.
Denise, would you read the number again? I have a sounder that I want. Just go. Well, give us the number. Remember to call in Radio Law Talk. Go ahead.
855-529-7234.
Wow, that's cool. Did you record that?
Yeah, I just wanted to
record it. Let's do it. Yeah. How about me? Can I try it?
Sure. Wait, hold on.
What's the number? Okay, what is it again? 855-529-7234. Okay, let's do this. Cal, let's do it live.
Okay, here we go. Remember to call Radio Law Talk at...
Wait a minute, I'm not ready! Wait! Stop! Ready?
Remember to call Radio Law Talk at...
855-529-7234.
Oh, Lord, help us all. Okay, Todd, do you want to try that one more time?
It's 555
Law Radio.
212. What is that? Okay.
No, that's the other number you always call.
That's information.
The cat hotline.
What are you doing?
Right now, I'm purring.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm eating some kibble. Oh, yeah.
Trying to decide if I want to go outside or not.
In, out, in. Oh, yes.
Okay. Do we have a pause on that?
So where are we at?
P-A-W-S?
We're going to talk about Johnny Depp today. You're talking about all the craziness that's going on right now.
Johnny Depp? Have we ever talked about
this
before?
This is so interesting. You know what? I like Johnny Depp. And you know what? I'm telling you, I really like the guy. I know some people think, oh, but I like him because he keeps us busy.
Truth giving. He could just get his next film to sponsor the show.
That's true. But if he gets another, after what I... What what I've been studying and the latest, he was on the stand for 18 hours?
Yes.
Or something to that effect, 20 hours?
Yeah,
it was
a long
time. Outrageous amount of time. Not one day, but over the number of days.
Hold on a second. We have a caller. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on the line.
Yes.
Calling in because Fred has said that he really likes Johnny Depp, and she thought she was, you know.
She's the only one other than my wife.
All right. Okay. Just checking.
She's number two in my life.
Okay. All right.
I should have told her that when I saw her, about 6-7 years ago when I sworn in by...
You know, we should send her a note, or perhaps even you guys should send her an autographed T-shirt.
I'm sure she'll wear it on the bench.
Well, I'm sure underneath.
That's going to have to be extra, rope. Extra small T-shirt. She is a little lady.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg wears T-shirt that says, "Who needs law school? Throwing legal system into chaos."
It's not the first controversial thing she said. Oh, my gosh. I think we got to do it before. Maybe I should just show up to the hospital if she ever goes in and, you know, for anything, and I'm here to see her.
I've got flowers and a T-shirt and a portable microphone. If you could cut a promo for Radio Law Talk, that would be great. Her last words are, you know, "This is not legal advice."
That's true.
She could do the disclaimer. That'd be awesome.
Because I know it's ethical and legal for them to go ahead and do stuff like that as a
sure.
And accept gifts. I just hope that she recovers from her.
Is she sick again?
She was hospitalized with a suspected infection. I'm concerned that you didn't know about that.
Well, the cancer had returned.
She's not calling me. That's my problem. Is she stopped my texts or not? Being returned.
Well, look, after the 90 days when the temporary order is lifted, then you can have contact with her.
You can be within 300 feet.
Yeah, you just have to maintain the 100 yards. Okay. That's all. We're good.
All right. She can call in if she wants. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp. Obviously, the Epstein issue with his assistant Maxwell, Miss Maxwell, has been arrested. We're going to tell you the latest, what's going on with that. Here is one of the most interesting ones we're going to talk about. Now, Johnny Depp is by far the most interesting, but non-Johnny Depp interesting one is Valerie Harper's Emmys. Valerie Harper was on the Mary Tyler Moore
the
Show.
The old TV star, Valerie Harper.
Yes. And Rhoda. Yeah. And then she had Rhoda.
Yeah.
And
she was on recently Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She died in October, November 2019.
It was a season before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So
pre-recorded bits, I'm sure.
Yeah, so there's some interesting stuff about her Emmy Awards. We're going to tease you on that has to do with litigation. That's very fascinating that I want to talk about.
Rest her soul.
Yeah, we got Weinstein, Tiger King, NFL. There's lawsuits going on in the NFL. What the heck is going to happen with the NFL? I just have no idea. And by the way, you know I do have a few insights of what's going on due to the fact, I believe it or not, I have helped out a number of NFL players with their picking their agents. I get phone calls and saying, "Hey, Mr. Penny, what do you think about this agent and that agent?" And so agents better be nice to me because I do have a number of calls.
You remember Jerry Glanville, coach of the NFL?
No.
Jerry Glanville.
Yes.
Well, there's a famous audio where he's chewing out this ref. And he goes, "This is the NFL. You know what that stands for? Not for long. You keep making calls like that."
And really? 2 years later, he was fired.
And 2 years later, he was fired. Well, you know, you said, "What about the NFL?" And that was the first thing that came to my mind. Not for long. If they keep running into stuff.
You want to know what the rules are? Here's the back behind the scenes, Fred Penny that knows. Those of you who don't know, I'm not going to get in detail, but I do have my son-in-law does play in the NFL. And the situation is rookies are supposed to be in camp. They've already had a camp earlier that got canceled. July 20th. That's coming up, last time I checked.
Yeah.
And there's no one flying in, to my knowledge. And then the vets are around July 28th-ish, you know.
How many have tested positive for COVID?
No, I don't know that they've
been
tested.
It's 78. No, it's 4%.
How have they been tested? Because they're not together.
They've all been tested, and there's 78 of them.
They said if you're coming to camp, you better have a test.
Here's the deal. I don't believe that because I know a lot of the NFL players and they're not being tested. So that is not, I'm not saying that you don't know that, but whoever's reporting that.
It's not a P test.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they haven't been tested yet. Oh, we'll be back. We're going to talk about, we're going to have a case or no case, and then we'll go on and figure out what's going on with the NFL, right?
Stay tuned. We'll have more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. So you stay right there and the program will continue. On Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Boys are weird.
This is
Radio Law Talk.
So we're back. So since we're gonna go to case or no case, but in a minute. But Denise and I talked during the break. What she's reading is from the NFL. But they're not. What Denise and I were saying the same thing, and both correct, is they're not required to, and they have not. But it's just that some of them have already been tested on their own volition and have been found. How many was there a number of them?
72.
Yeah.
But I said 72.
They are not required to be tested right now. None of the other.
Not mandated. Thank goodness. Mandated. Yeah. I don't think that's right.
And so that's the fight. That's the fight is between the NFLPA, which is the Players Association, the ownership, and everything else. Is the question is what do we do? Do we mandate them every single day as they come in practice to get a test? I mean that's pretty invasive.
Well, they do it to Walmart workers when they walk in to go to the store. They hold a thermometer up to their forehead.
Thermometers. Different. It's not a test.
They're talking running the test.
But I'm just saying they're going to work. I mean, wouldn't you be to see if they were at least symptomatic?
I don't think they have an issue with that. The issue would be sticking it up your nose. And then do they get paid if they're COVID? Do they get paid? Let's say they are COVID-19, an NFL player. Sorry, you're off and you're on injured reserve and you don't get paid, or you get paid half your salary or whatever. I don't know.
Well, their contracts do have sick, illness and injury provisions, I would presume.
Right.
That's the hard thing about all this. It's like, look, if you're tested today, you get and it's taking 6 to 10 days to get the results. So if you're tested today, you get your results in 10 days, and it comes back, let's say it's negative, right? You don't have COVID-19. No, that's not what it says. It says you didn't have COVID-19 10 days ago.
Way back then.
Now, what happened in the last 10 days if you came in contact with somebody? You might have it.
I'm going to tell you, all the results are going to come back negative soon. On November 5th, the COVID results will come back.
The election's done. You're right.
I told a guy that the other day. He goes, well, what does that have to do with COVID? I said, November 5th. He goes, what's that? I said, election day? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, he didn't get the joke.
It depends on who wins.
That's going to be interesting. I was going to say, we're laughing. Like, let's get November 5th over. Then COVID's either going to increase or decrease. One of the two.
I'm waiting for the campaign ads. Vote blue. It's the only cure for COVID. Great.
All right.
Whatever.
Well, let's do what everybody's here for. One thing and one thing only. And that's case or no case.
All right. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
And Fred, I'm going to start with you this time because the score is like this. Fred has 14. Todd has 10. Denise has 16. She's in the lead right now as of today. Scott Kearns was apparently a bad guy. Or at least he did bad stuff. He molested a 10-year-old girl for several months in 2000. The child's relatives found out about it, and police began an investigation, during which he confessed to the crime. He was sentenced to 7.5 to 20 years in prison, and then, in 2007, he filed a lawsuit against his victim. Kearns claimed that the girl had lied about the molestation as part of a conspiracy between her mother, the assistant district attorney, and the public defender who represented him. A wide, broad-based, conspiracy. So he sought counsel as a matter. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, we'll start with you. Case or no case?
You said he confessed back in 2000.
He did confess. That's right.
Okay, he confessed.
That's right.
He confessed, then retracted, I assume, later and said,
I'm guessing so.
I'm suing you. Okay, now this is what I always tell people. People go, you can't do that, can you? I always say you can almost sue for almost anything.
You can try anything.
You can bring a lawsuit for anything. You can say Oreo cookies aren't thick enough. You want them thicker. You can bring a, I'm not saying we sue Oreo, but...
He took my next case or no case, Todd.
So I'm going to say it's a case. The answer is this is so obvious that scares me. It's a case and he's going to lose, but I guess the question is, and by the way, how he did it, right? I might get extra points. I'm going to let you think about this. Because this guy's in jail, they have all the time in the world, so they file all these lawsuits because they're sitting around in the, in the library, right? And they got to do something, so they file these lawsuits.
And every prison has a jailhouse lawyer, right?
And they have a jailhouse law library.
Yeah, sure.
And so they sit there in the library, and so the answer is, I'm sure Scott Kearns did file this lawsuit while hanging out in the law library in prison. He brings it, he loses. That's sad that this poor victim is victimized once again in 2007. But that's why I say he brings it and loses, but it's it's just too straightforward, Cal. That's what scares me.
Well, yeah, that's logical. Mr. Kunin, what say you? Is this a case or no case?
Well, at first I'm going to say that this is a case because of all of the topics that Cal would make up a case about, I don't think that the specific crime that he is allegedly convicted of is one that Cal would use as a molest case.
Yes. Well, probably
I don't think he would do that. So I'll say it is a case, and boy, you talked about the jailhouse lawyer. As a criminal defense attorney, that is probably one of the biggest things that I have to deal with, is meeting with clients who are in custody, have been in custody for a while, and they have these new novel legal theories that some guy told them about, and no, I'm not going to try that. So, nice try. I'm going to agree with the... I'm going to say that no case was ever filed. I'm going to say it's a true scenario, but no case was ever filed.
All right, Ms. Dirks, I'm
sure
you
have a... Yeah, what year was this?
2000.
2000?
2000 and 2007.
Yeah, 2007, the lawsuit was filed. The crime was in 2000.
Got it.
Lawsuit filed in 2007. Right.
All right, and then I needed to ask, does it say where this happened?
Nope.
Was it Washington State?
Don't have that.
Okay. I'm going to say case he wins.
Case he wins.
Yes.
Woo!
Boom. All right. Well, there you go.
We're all over the place here.
Yeah. Got to make it interesting.
Well, that's right. And so I think what we'll do with you guys' permission is, since we have 1 minute left.
Yes, don't tell us.
I don't want to give you the answer. We have to make it a tease.
You know,
but
I have to say something. My cousin did not know that I was the Denise on the show, and he's been listening to the show forever. He didn't know it. He just found out.
There's only one Denise in this world.
And he's hearing us from Salem, Oregon.
Oh.
And so I dared him to call in. So I'm hoping he called
in. You know, we're doing well when our relatives are listening to us and doesn't know it's us. We're really getting our names out there. We're popular. Some Fred dude. I'm not quite sure who he is. All right. We're going to come back. Hang on. This is exciting.
At the conclusion to Radio Law Talks feature, Case or No Case, is coming right up here on the show. So stay tuned for that. And remember, you can hear us live every Saturday, 9 to noon, on many local radio stations and at RadioLawTalk.com. So stay right here. The show continues.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 47 days of protests in Portland, Oregon, President Donald Trump has sent in troops to help quell the violence.
Portland was totally out of control, and they went in, and I guess we have many people right now in jail, and we very much quelled it. And if it starts again, we'll quell it again very easily.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, said she remains concerned about allegations that federal officers may be arresting people in violation of their constitutional rights.
Trump troops in Portland are definitely not the answer. As we saw, this only escalates the tension, and we need dialogue and de-escalation.
And Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler has demanded the troops leave immediately.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Hey, that's a good one. That's a new one, Cal. That was all. I think that's okay.
Every once in a while, I try to make them up, and you know, every once in a while, there are
some bombs, some
reasonably acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, before we're going to get back to case or no case, and the answer here about a 2000 individual by the name of Scott Kearns, basically confessed to molestation of a 10-year-old girl, and then in 2007 he brings a lawsuit saying, "Wait a minute, that's not, you know, I did not do that, and I'm suing the actually young girl that's not quite so young anymore, which would be probably 17 years old, and the district attorney's office, et cetera, et cetera."
The public defender.
Public defender.
Yeah,
and so what's interesting is off the air is some of the most interesting discussions. Denise now, you know, is a family law attorney and a very, and again, we're going to tout her because it is true. We're not doing it, but she is a very well-known, well-respected attorney. And this suggestive therapy, and again, we're not saying it doesn't occur, molestation doesn't occur, but this is something that's very important to note. For years, there's a thing called suggestive therapy that the therapist would sit down with the young children and talk to them.
Adult children.
Oh, don't you remember this or remember that? This really happened. Oh, yeah, that did happen where I know of one specific instance where a father went to, said, "I never molested my child," and went to found guilty in prison, I believe, 15, 16 years. And then later on in her adult life, she says, no, and it never happened. And he got out, but it was sad, you know, sad because he was there 16. So, Denise, you were on the cusp, and you were one of the attorneys that was kind of a moderator and an instigator in fighting these type of cases.
Yeah, I actually did many of these cases. I defended the parents when they were adult children that accused their parents of abuse as children. And so I was like one of 36 in the nation of these first-time cases, and I was the only one to successfully defend and get a judgment against the plaintiff.
Atta girl.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I got some national exposure, and I made it to the Chronicle, you know, San Francisco and other Chronicles, I guess Fresno B and some other things.
Oh, you made it to Fresno B. You made it.
Yeah.
That's
it. Was just like, woo, woo.
What, not the Bakersfield Californian?
No, the good thing is that we all, by a bunch of attorneys, it was defense attorney, plaintiff's attorney, insurance defense attorneys, we all got together, we came up with the National Library and how to fight these type of cases, and then we all went out and spoke to different universities that were teaching psychologists and therapists and stuff, and we ultimately got the AMA, that's American Medical Association, to disavow hypnosis and sodium amethyst as treatments.
So truth serum, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, you can see the challenges there, can't you? Well, something from so far back. It's like listening to, who was the actress that was fired from the ABA, Joanne Barr.
Roseanne
Barr. It would be like listening to her talk about being a cat in a former life. You know, I mean, it's the same kind of thing. Yeah. How do you, you know, it's just something
if
that...
If there's anything that would negative? Swear me off cats, that's it.
Well, maybe she was.
But it is interesting, though, you think about that suggestive therapy. I mean, there's some sad things that happen, and we see it as lawyers all the time about the molestations that are horrible, but yet there's some people, I worry about those people sitting in prison that shouldn't be there in many things. You know, and as Todd always says, you know, it's better than a few criminals get set free than an innocent person in prison.
Yeah, and look, I think I want to be clear here. I don't think that any of these therapies started from a place of malicious intent to stick it to somebody that didn't do something. I think they all start from the standpoint of we're dealing with people that suffered childhood trauma, and as a result of that, the only coping mechanism that they had mentally, biologically, was to suppress and bury a memory. And if there's a way that we can make somebody pay for that who actually perpetrated that, that's great. It's just that people who didn't do it get caught up in the same net. So.
Right.
Well, and the kids are very, kids at that age, young age, are very vulnerable to being suggestive therapy.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you could sway a kid. It's just, that's what's crazy.
Do you guys remember the McMartin preschool?
That was
one of those situations, and there was a McMurtry, I believe the name was, out of Washington State. That's what I thought this one was modeled
on. This actually was in Pennsylvania. This one was in
Pennsylvania. Okay, so it's a real case then.
It was a real case.
Did we all say it was a real
case? So
all three of us.
However.
Yeah,
I knew it.
However,
no, you didn't say that it was.
Well, I said it was a real case, but not a case. I said there was no actual case filed.
Was there a case filed?
So in other words, so Todd does not get any points.
Todd, too bad we're catching you.
But I'm going to need your help, Todd, since you just give me some input on how we can score this.
Okay.
Because I would have said guilty, not guilty. There's another little twist at the end. That's why you chose this case. The judge dismissed Mr. Kearns' case.
He did file it.
Right. And he filed another one in 2015, once again claiming he was the victim of another conspiracy. The judge dismissed that case. The following year,
he lost twice.
Right. The following year, Kearns' victim filed lawsuit against him, charging vexatious lawsuits.
Right.
Kearns received an additional prison term of 6 to 12 months for his repeated attempts to sue.
Mm.
The judge also imposed a ban on further suits by him. She said allowing Kearns to relitigate his claims allows him to re-victimize.
I only get
his
one.
Victim.
I said that. I said victimizer. That's exactly what he's doing. He's victimizing that.
So I think what I'm going to do, since we did not predict the vexatious lawsuits and all that stuff, I'm just going to give you each a point.
Wait! No!
Now we're going to relitigate that.
Wait a minute. So you're saying if I get three, I'm okay with that, Cal? That means I get three?
Mm-hmm.
Because I said it was a case, and he loses. So I nailed it.
You get a point. You get a point.
Okay.
You get two points.
But they can't have one, then. That means
I don't get anything.
He doesn't get anything. I get one. I don't get two. Because it was a case.
I suppose technically Fred should get 2 points because the guy did file two cases and lost both.
There you go.
No, but I'll tell you this much. Next time, I'm going to take you into the world of retail and marketing and a major, major situation there that we'll talk about on Radio Law Talk.
I'm excited. Thanks. Cal, that was a good one. That was a good case to note. I was scared because it was so, to me, obvious, you know, who's going to win. But that is true. As lawyers, we know that, especially Todd, that they sit there in that library. And I get letters. I get actual long, you know, 10-page letters.
Oh, it's never a little brief thing.
Yeah,
from the jail
saying the following. You know,
I prosecuted a guy back in 2008, and it was a three strikes case, and he was convicted, and he was sentenced to 27 years to life, and when they changed the three strikes law around to where they got relief, so some people didn't get it, he did not qualify for that relief. He's still doing 27 to life. And when I was with the DA's office, I would still get letters from him easily once every 6 months begging me to help him get his sentence reduced. And I'm like, I'm the one who prosecuted you.
Why would I do that?
So have you guys ever dealt with a vexatious litigant?
The answer is they're everywhere, but have people called me that are that?
Yes.
I've had people call me, but we don't take the case. It's like,
yeah.
We're not gonna take
the case. I always thought that under the vexatious litigant standard, it had to be more than two cases, and there had to be a determination by the chief judge of whatever court they're filed in that pretty much you had to get permission from the presiding judge.
It's called a pre-filing order.
Yeah.
Yes. I've only done it once in Placer County. That's the only time I've ever done it and gotten that distinction, I guess, on another litigant.
Well, I think the thing here was that the victim was continually being re-victimized,
right?
And it was Pennsylvania, so I don't know what their standard is. So that may be why it was only. And there may have been more. I just know of those two. So,
well, that's the thing. That's the thing, and that is. It's a positive and negative that they get those. They have all the time in the world, and they have the law libraries, and they can file stuff left and right. They don't have any. What else do they have going on, right?
Yeah.
And that really becomes a problem. As lawyers, believe it or not, some of the more difficult cases are the improper cases where they're not represented by lawyers because they come in and everything's so messed up and done wrong. It's almost like you don't know what to do with it because it's so jacked up. And yet, judges follow the law, but in general, I'm going to say they try to not be so, they don't want to pound on them, I guess. If that was an attorney doing that, that judge would have been on that attorney going.
So he doesn't want to be so technical with these people.
Yeah, well, they are. They give them extra time. And, and you're like, oh.
It affects prosecutors as well because you almost have to play with one hand tied behind your back because you're worried about an issue on appeal because the person didn't have adequate representation and you took advantage of that as a prosecutor. So.
That is right. And judges tend to allow a lot of leeway for the self-represented party.
Right. Trying to help them out a little bit. And I get it. But we're going to be back. We are going to talk about Johnny Depp. There's a lot going on. We will not have it our first hour. We're going to have a first and second hour. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk, available on RadioLawTalk.com and for many of you on your favorite local radio station. We thank you wherever you're listening. We appreciate it.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Amor Joseph Valley.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
That's awesome. I'm now echoed. I love my name echoed. That really gets my head big there. Keep it up, Cal. You know what? Listen, if you've been living under a rock, and you're sitting at home, not wanting to do anything, you don't know anything that has happened. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were married for only a few years. They have basically been at each other for quite some time after the divorce. There's two lawsuits going on. Basically, Amber Heard did an op-ed. I think, was it in the Washington Post, or I think it was, whatever it was, that basically never mentioned Johnny Depp, but talked about being abused during a marriage. And then the Sun, which is, I'm going to call it the National Enquirer of Great Britain, or in Europe, basically came out and said Johnny Depp's an abuser of Amber Heard, you know. And so Johnny Depp sued the Sun for libel, saying that that's not true. And obviously the Sun's argument is truth, so they can argue liable, you could say, well, we want to prove that this is true. So as we've discussed here in Radio Law Talk, we are lawyers and counselors. Again, the counselor part is, doggone it, can't just you and Amber get together and look, it's hurting both their careers. Let's face it. Both of them are going to have career issues. And if they would have just walked away, even if there's some accusations, it probably would have blown over eventually. But it is getting, no matter who wins, it's getting ugly. And we're going to go over the latest testimony of Johnny Depp. He's on the stand now, and he was on the stand. I wrote it down, but I think it's like 16 hours. Oh, total of 23 hours on the stand. That's a long time on the stand.
Is that a full entire week?
The trial's been going this whole past week, and so most of the time it's been Johnny Depp, and there's been two other people on the stand, one of his former personal assistant, Johnny Depp's, and apparently a concierge of some sort was also on the stand.
If you go essentially 6 hours a day for testimony, right, for each day, depending on how they do it, figure 6 hours when you factor breaks. 20 hours on the stand is going to be over 3 days, like three and a third days, something like that. That's a long time.
Can a judge ever reach a point when he says, that's enough. You know, we've heard everything we're going to hear from this guy. He has nothing new to add. Move on, please.
Yeah, in a civil case, I know you're about ready to talk about the criminal. In a civil case, they do that all the time. They will say, you have this much time. Get it in or get it done. And yes, the judges can in civil cases. Criminal, I think there's more of a constitutional issue.
In most states, I know California, a lot of the objections that you hear, you know, badgering, harassing the witness, all this kind of stuff, fall, generally speaking, under one section in the evidence code that says the judge shall control the manner in which questions are put to a witness on the stand and controls the manner of questioning. And that's where when somebody asks the same question, you get an asked and answered, sustained. Well, if things have gone on long enough, and the judge then hears the person asking the question saying the same things over and over, they get an objection, asked and answered, sustained. And after the judge sustains about five of those in a row, the person asking the questions realizes, okay, we're done, I got to sit down. So that's how they control it.
Okay. Well, I was just curious, because it seems like somebody, sometime, is going to go, enough already.
Yeah.
So as they start off the testimony with Johnny Depp on the stand, there's a number of things that are happening. The first and probably the most important thing is that they discuss about is in 2016, there's this Amber Heard's party. It's her 30th birthday party, right? And she's alleges that's where she was abused, among other places. But that was one of the main places she was abused on her 30th birthday party in 2016 in Southern California. There's testimony that he was running late. She was upset, visibly upset. But he's claiming that she threw a, quote, haymaker at him afterwards, and that, you know, she was upset that he was late or to something, and he actually motioned what a haymaker is and showed in court, you know, using a haymaker, that which is like trying to swing and hit with a circular motion, not like a little tiny punch.
Haymaker meaning if you're a boxer, that's the one where you make your hay because you knock the other guy out and you get paid.
And so it's the final, you know, it's the final swing. And he showed it like swinging his arm around.
Yeah. Yeah, he was late to her birthday, and he came in, and then he was very upset, and he allegedly said to her that he had lost $750 million, and then she tried to hit him and tried to do a haymaker move on him.
Yeah, it was. He had just been heard. That was the lawsuits that we talked about against his – he had a lawsuit against his former manager and lawyers, and the argument was they stole a lot of money from him. They didn't pay his taxes. He owed $100 million to the IRS, and he said, claimed he had lost $650 million, and that's the day that he basically was
told. And that was through mismanagement.
Right. That's what the argument was, and that was the day he was told that's how much he lost. And he kind of acted like as if which he probably didn't. I'll be honest with you, he probably didn't know how much he really made, and those were from the Pirates of the Caribbean. He made around $650 million, and he's claiming in these lawsuits, I don't know if he's asking for this, but he claims that he's lost about $650 million because of all the opportunities he could have had with movies that he's now missed out on. So
yeah, because he's being named a wife beater.
Yes, that's exactly right. And he is probably being denied a number of things. And he's being, you know, looked as not a wife beater, but a violent person. So the fact that he's coming after the son for all this, what the son has got to do is the son has to prove truth. I mean, that's one defense is truth. And what's interesting about this is, and we can talk about this, Johnny Depp is the first one up on the stand. And they're bringing up all this negative stuff to Johnny on the stand, on direct. Why do they do that? I mean, I know the answer. Do you guys know why they do that?
Oh, of course, because it minimizes the effect on the jury. So if you get your bad stuff out, then that's already been answered, and it's easier to keep out that from growing into a big thing.
And you kind of control the narrative, right, Denise?
That's right.
And so, it's not going to be the thunderous boom, you know, as the defense, oh, isn't it true this happened? Well, we already talked about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, the jury's like, yeah, they already admitted it, and they said sorry. So it helps Johnny Depp in some way, but they are bringing up a few things that she claims that he threw a, what's a magnum of champagne? What's a magnum? M-A-G-N-U-N.
Well, that's like a bottle of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's an entire bottle.
Yeah.
And
not quite as big as the big one. It's the next one down.
Right. So there's a lot of things they talk about. Here, another thing they're talking about. Let's talk about the issue. They show a picture. And this is a pretty well-known picture of Johnny Depp asleep, passed out, whatever you want to call,
on a chair.
In a chair of him with ice cream that he spilled and sound asleep. Now, it looks bad, makes him look like a drunk, you know, an addict of some sort. That's what they're trying to show. So they do it on direct with Johnny, and what does he say that it's from? I worked 17 hours.
Yeah.
Well, plus he was on prescription medication, and that's what picture that made him decide to go to Bahamas to get off prescription.
Detox prescription
meds.
And the other thing that we had talked about is the public has a certain perception of Johnny Depp based upon the characters he portrays in movies. Unlike any other civil litigant where, for the most part, the jury or a judge doesn't know the parties. In this case, well, they know the parties, and how is he always portrayed in his films? Almost like the lovable drunk who wouldn't really do anything, kind of a swashbuckler. And when he does act, he comes in to save the day. And if he's portrayed as a villain for even the slightest in his movies, it's always a misunderstanding, and he's a hero in the end. So you show a picture of him drunk, that could trigger those perceptions of Johnny Depp. I think it's a good move.
No, I think his defense team. I mean, his plaintiff's team is doing a good job. We've got a lot to go over with this. Some of you might not be here. There's a few stations that carry us for the first hour only. Go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the live button. And then you can follow us hour two and three. We're going to have another case or no case. And we're going to talk more about this Johnny Depp. There's a lot more that's coming up about what has happened this week in the examination of Johnny Depp. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations across America. We'll be back.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick. You have been listening to Radio Law Talk.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.